climate change can be capricious. In parched Western Australia, drought has hurt many cattle ranchers, but some ranchers have seen more rain than usual and are thriving. Now, a story about an animal that has also benefited from the change in the weather down under, but at the expense of the human population, and maybe a whole lot more. NPR's Michael Sullivan reports.
There are many exotic species native to Australia. The kangaroo, the koala, the kookaburra. But the camel is not among them. But they're here anyway, and in large numbers, though only a few are gainfully employed, like these animals, at Frontier Camel Tours just outside Alice Springs. Sorry,
this is exciting.
This is Alice.
All right. Hi, Alice.
Leaning back, ladies.
Leaning back.
Lean back.
I'll fix that in a moment, man. Just lean back.
Lean back.
Right out.
Okay.
Okay. Up,
lean
Alice.
Back in.
Up, Alice.
Hang
up.
On for dear life.
Up,
come on, Adrian.
Dear.
Up. All right.
Sweet talking.
Oh, Alice, you did good. Okay, Alice. Ooh, we're high, Alice. You're a big'em.
This Aboriginal-owned business lets tourists get a little closer to nature here in the red heart of Australia. An hour-long camel ride that will set you back about $50. And afterwards, you can catch a video in the museum next to the gift shop that explains how camels came to Australia in the first place.
Camels were brought here in the 19th century. They were the only creatures that the first European explorers could use to carry heavy loads across this dry and inhospitable land.
The arrival of motorized transport in the 1920s made the camels obsolete. Shipping them back to India and Pakistan was too much work, and many were simply killed. But some, just a few thousand or so, were turned loose and left to fend for themselves in the desert. In another context, this might seem cruel and inhumane, but for the camels, it was pretty close to divine intervention.
This was heaven. I mean, the Australian continent was heaven for camels.
Neil Burrows is science director at the Western Australia Department of Environment and Conservation.
No competitors, essentially. No predators, no threats, no disease. They have to do the normal battle with the whims of weather. Namely, access to water is an issue, but because of their ability to travel long distances and to go for long periods without water, they overcome that limitation, which most other animals can't.
And some scientists argue camels may be even better adapted to life in the outback than Australia's iconic desert species, the red kangaroo. Glenn Edwards is principal scientist for the Northern Territories Park and Wildlife Service, based in Alice Springs.
When a drought hits red kangaroo populations, you have massive mortality across really all age classes, and you see a massive decline in the population. So red kangaroo populations go up and down dramatically with the good and bad seasons, but we don't see that with the camels.
And there have been far fewer bad seasons of late, according to Neil Burrows, and that too has worked to the camels' advantage, though not the deserts.
Certainly over the last 10 or 15 years, the rainfall in much of the arid zone has been above average, and in some years well above average. That provides extra vegetation growth, which provides extra food for camels, and their populations have consequently increased. We then go through drought periods, which is normal in the arid zone or in the desert. These huge numbers of camels that have built up during the good times then actually have an enormous impact on the remaining vegetation as we go through drought periods. Climate change is driving that boom and bust scenario.
The bottom line, Australia is now home to more wild camels than any other country on Earth. An estimated 1 million animals who are starting to push out of the desert and into populated areas and ranchland.
The area that we're travelling in, the sand dune country, area underneath, as you'll see here where the sand dune runs into the north boundary fence, that's an area that we have a lot of trouble with the camels running along the edge of the sand dunes and running into the fences and breaking down, you know, sometimes 100 to 200 metres of fence. They'll flatten it in one hit.
Robin Mills is a rancher at Warrawagine Station, about 1,000 miles west of Alice Springs. He says more and more wild camels are wandering onto his property, big, strong, and thirsty, able to drink more than 30 gallons of water in one pull.
So if you get a bunch of 30 camels come in and they start sucking that sort of water out of a trough, it empties the trough. Well, a camel thinks that the water's underneath, so they'll break down the trough trying to get the water underneath, and then they'll actually smash the infrastructure off it, break the ball taps and that off, and you'll get water running out all over the place, empty the tanks out and so forth.
So far, Mills says, his camel problem is more of a nuisance than a real threat. But he expects things to get worse in a hurry for ranchers and the desert ecosystem. The Park and Wildlife Service's Glenn Edwards is also worried about what might come next.
Possibly the extinction of some plant species, possibly the disappearance of some wildlife species out of our deserts. And let's remember that the Australian deserts cover the majority of our country. So it's a reasonably serious issue which will probably get worse with time unless we turn it around.
The Australian government has set up a commission to study the problem and find a way to solve it. Large-scale culling is one option being discussed. Exporting camels for meat is another. But neither is economically viable at the moment, and time, those studying the problem say, is running out, with Australia's wild camel population set to double in the next 8 years. Michael Sullivan, NPR News.